Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We are studying the Srimad Bhagavad Gita as it is, chapter 18, the perfection of renunciation. Renunciation is one of the six opulences of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. The living entity can acquire these opulences to a minute degree, but the Godhead has these opulences to an unlimited degree. Therefore, God is known as Vibhu. We are known as Anu. We are atomic. But we can exhibit the opulences to a minute degree. So here, the chapter, the perfection of renunciation. Renunciation, things simultaneously. One is to be detached from material sense gratification. I was reading this week, Prabhupada was saying in the prayers of Queen Kunti purports that the living being actually cannot be a renouncer because the living being doesn't have anything to renounce. But the living entity can renounce the propensity for material sense gratification. And the other side of renunciation is attachment to Krishna. Those who are not devotees, if they try to be renounced, ultimately they will fail because they don't have attachment to Krishna. That's why in the teachings of Lord Chaitanya, the term yukta vairagya is used, feasible renunciation. Renunciation that is not in connection with Krishna is called suksha vairagya, dry. As we see the impersonalists and the mayavadis, or sometimes the yogis, if they're not devotee yogis, they will perform severe penances and austerities, very severe. But they don't have that other side, attachment to Krishna. So of the two, attachment to Krishna is more important. In Yukta Vairagya, we do not just reject everything material, as the impersonalists have to do. A true impersonalist, Mayavadi, has to reject everything material, because for such a person, material objects are a hindrance to spiritual progress. But a devotee doesn't have to reject material things, provided those material things can be used to serve Krishna. The impersonalist has no concept of utilizing things for Krishna because he's an impersonalist. But a devotee, first of all, sees nothing is mine, which is why Prabhupada said the living being cannot be a renouncer because nothing belongs to the living being anyway. It's just like I can't say, I renounce $1 million. You don't have $1 million. What is the meaning of your renouncing? No. But the living being can utilize whatever Krishna has given to serve him. Everyone who takes birth is given a certain quota of material things, which is based on what? Yes, your previous pious activities, which is why we see some people very, very rich, or very, very beautiful, or very famous, or any of the opulences in the material realm, is only because that living entity in previous lives did some kind of pious activities. And according to Lord Chaitanya, pious activities mixed with bhakti. Because bhakti is the real crucial determining factor. This is something that Lord Chaitanya points out. The success of even a materialistic fruitive activity, it has to be tinged with some kind, some slight trace of devotional service. Otherwise, you don't get the benediction. So everybody has more or less of the material opulences based on their, what you said, past karma or fruitive activities mixed with devotional service. But now, once you come to Krishna consciousness, and you understand, oh, I want to go to the spiritual world. I want to become, as the chapter, renounced. You don't just throw everything away. You don't reject anything because you know anything that is sarvam. What did Krishna say in the seventh chapter? Yes, sarvam iti. Everything is whose property? Yes. So the devotee's attitude is, let me use everything to serve Krishna. If I have wealth, let me use it to serve Krishna. If I have musical talent, let me use it for Krishna. If I have beauty, even your beauty can be used. Lord Chaitanya was very beautiful, but he used that beauty to attract people to his message. One time, a few years ago, I was giving a lecture in North Carolina, and one knew she was a yogi, not a devotee. She was trying to become a devotee, but she was one of these, you know, these new age yogis, okay? So she objected. Beauty? No, beauty is Maya. Now saying no. You use your beauty to serve Krishna. And she insisted, no, it's Maya. So what, she's going to make herself ugly? Or she's going to wear burqa? No. Your beauty, you use it for Krishna. It's something that has been given to you by Krishna. To deny it, that is a sin. Whatever talent Krishna has given you, don't deny it. Use it. If you're intelligent, use your intelligence to serve Krishna. Me, what is my talent? My mouth. I have a big mouth. Like I've told you, the astrologer said, all my planets are in my mouth. He told my wife, your husband is one big mouth. So, I have a big mouth, but let me use it for Krishna. Let me sing for Krishna. Let me talk about Krishna. Then, I'm fine. If you have the talent for cooking, cook for Krishna. If you're an artist or a dancer, this is called yukta vairagya. Whatever Krishna has given you, use it for him. Otherwise, it will be your downfall. So therefore, renunciation means detachment from sense gratification and attachment to serving Krishna. Everybody chant the Maha Mantra.